This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Free Talk Live. Launching into the third hour here. Got plenty of time for you. If you want to join us, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you in studio, it's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Conan.
Digital junkie? Is that how you would describe yourself? Do you suffer from infomania? That's what Manoush Zomorodi over at the Los Angeles Times is writing about. He says, I was recently described to my face as a modern digital junkie.
From his mom? Get out of my house, infomania.
No, in this case, it was given to him half in jest by Dr. Dimitrios Tsivikros. Anyway, consumer psychologist at the University College London, where I described my symptoms to him. After spending my workday tapping, swiping, and emailing, I come home and, despite my exhaustion and twitching eyes, I want to consume more online. But I'm not even absorbing the articles, tweets, and posts that I peruse. I'm just skipping from page to page, jumping from link to link. There's another word for my problem. It's infomania. Defined by the Oxford Dictionary as, quote, the compulsive desire to check or accumulate news and information, typically via mobile phone or computer, unquote.
Wikipedia describes it as the debilitating state of information overload.
Debilitating?
Yes, caused by the combination of a backlog of information to process and continuous interruptions from technologies like phones, instant messaging, and email.
And supposedly, they tell us the millennials are able to take in more information than us oldie guys. Yeah. But we've also talked about how they're less likely to be able to focus than was originally thought.
Oh yeah.
Because there's just too much going on. Yeah, exactly.
I've heard they are getting what they call phone neck or something like that, where they're like looking down constantly, so it's screwing up their spine, basically.
That's me for the past 2.5 weeks.
Why? What's wrong?
Well, I think that laying in my bed looking at my tablet with my neck at a 45-degree angle, and then it's cold in my house.
Yeah,
it's like 55 degrees, and I get up real quick. Yeah, it's bad. It's almost gone, but yeah, there's your phone neck right there.
Kelsey Lakowski, a listener in California, emailed me in desperation, quote, I want to read all these articles about everything from the latest scientifically engineered sugar substitute to an in-depth analysis of Donald Trump's hair, she said. It's like a different flavor of FOMO. What's that stand for? FOMO, F-O-M-O. Can you look that one up for me? That's an acronym that I don't know. It's fear of missing out, but missing out on content and on knowledge. With time limited and mental resources, there's no way to get through it all.
You know, I've kind of run into this myself, but I've always considered myself a jack of all trades, and that I like to know a little bit about everything. Mm-hmm. And the problem with that is that you spread yourself so thin that you only have a smattering of what is actually going on. You're not mastering any subject matter or talent.
Yeah,
and so it kind of sounds like these kids are suffering what I've always suffered my whole life, and that's just they can't stand to not know what's next. I can focus a little bit. I'm autistic with the best of them as far as I can play a video game for 8 hours straight.
I can focus, but
that's pretty focused right there.
I got to pop pills in order to focus.
But I have this problem.
Svirkos told me he sees the issue most frequently in city folks like us who think that stuffing their brains will make them better educated, more informed, and more connected. But we can't possibly absorb or retain all the digital media that we try to consume. Not only is this undertaking futile, it's stressing us out. Our gadget's ability to keep us in the know has changed social expectations and is exceeding our brain's processing power. We say that we're maxed out or that we don't have the bandwidth. Jargon that reflects this sense of inadequacy. It's time for us to make working within our brain's capacities rather than the internet's socially acceptable.
Yeah, that's the first thing when we start upgrading. The first thing I'm going to upgrade is my RAM and my memory.
You mean like the time when humans come together with machines? What's that?
The singularity.
I think we're about there.
Psychologists have done studies on the negative effects of multitasking and decision fatigue, but the long-term consequences of this kind of information overload is unknown. In a survey done a few months ago by the digital mapping and analytics company S3 UK, 61% of respondents called, quote, the need to read and keep track of information from too many sources, unquote, a serious concern in their daily lives. And 45% said that, quote, the stress of data overload has affected either their sleep or relationships with family or colleagues, unquote. Fully a third of all respondents reported that they had difficulty absorbing the content from all the emails, social media posts, news, and documents that they encountered.
You know, I think another good way to test this infomania is to see how many tabs are open on someone's desktop at one given time. So you have 20 plus tabs open.
See how scattered the person is. Yeah. It's an interesting test. Like right now, those of you listening should count your tabs. I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 in this.
I have 13 over
this window, but I'm doing a radio show, so that doesn't really count, right? Right. let me go on here. So, and by the way, I don't feel this way. I consume media all day long. I'm looking at news stories. I'm, you know, dealing with emails. I'm constantly on the computer. This is my job. Like, if I'm calling radio stations, I'm on the computer. I'm pulling up the radio station's website. I'm typing out an email to the station program director. But I never feel this overload that they're talking about. I feel like I'm not getting enough done. That's my problem.
That's the way I feel.
I feel like if there is any kind of information fatigue or being a modern digital junkie in my life, it's the Facebook scrolling. That, to me, is my worst internet problem, and I'm sure that I'm not the only one who suffers it. It's where you'll go onto Facebook and just scroll down.
And you try to get scroll to the last down. Time you were scrolling. So
the problem, though, is I'll keep going sometimes past the last time I was scrolling. So even though I know I've been there before.
I think FaceSpace is actually like mixing it up, you know, according to hits, links, and clicks and stuff. And so you might see a post.
Well, sometimes it changes from news stories to top stories. So Facebook has a little switcher that you can do on the top left to go from top stories to new stories, or the most recent posts. And I like to have the most recent posts because then you don't see the same stuff over and over again. But sometimes it'll just switch for no reason.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm thinking that if someone, one of your friends shared that story, it gains relevance. Yeah. And it'll come up again or...
No, but that's not what I'm saying, Conan. I know. Once I get to the point where I absolutely, I see the same exact stories in the same order, I'll just keep going sometimes, just because it's crazy.
You might have missed something.
That's true. Maybe I didn't see it the first time around. But this is the madness that...
You have a smartphone. You're going out into the world. And do you find yourself going through your smartphone while you're having a conversation with somebody?
I try not to. I think that's rude.
I try to flip it upside down so I can't even see the face of it, and all the volumes and vibrations are off.
I like the little game where if you're at a if you're out with a group of friends,
you wait for the first person to pick it up.
What you do is you stack the phones in the center of the table, and then whoever picks their phone up first has to buy dinner or whatever for everybody else. There's some sort of penalty. You come up with some kind of penalty for that person. So even if the phone rings, you're not supposed to touch the phones. And that's a challenge. It's a challenge.
I will never do the Facebook scroll around people, but I love having that source of information readily available. So it's like, what's that guy's name? What's that stupid actor's name? Or, you know, what's that theory we were talking about the other day? And it's like, Google,
Yeah, sure.
It's just like right there, and then you can.
There's value for sure.
Yeah, you put the stupid thing back down, and now you've enhanced the conversation.
That's true.
But if I'm like completely ignoring you, and I'm only picking up 25% of what you're telling me,
yeah, that's a problem.
That's a problem.
And so you can certainly share your experiences here with this information overload. But apparently, a lot of these city dwellers, as they're saying here, are feeling like they are stressed out. 61% of respondents said the need to read and keep track of information from too many sources. They are overloaded in their daily lives, and it's frustrating them. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. More about this infomania, as it is being called, and you can share your experience with us. We've also got Skype. Skype username here is lrn.fm. This is Free Talk Live.
If you're not a smoker, please cover your ears, because the following incredible free money-saving offer is not for you. The makers of O2 Pure's revolutionary e-cigarette are now giving away free starter kits to all smokers who call in the next 10 minutes. Valued at $99, these starter kits are available for free, but only while supplies last. To guarantee your free kit, simply call in the next 10 minutes. 1-800-691-5458. The advanced O2 Pure design creates a pleasant vapor. There's no foul-smelling smoke and no nasty tar, so you can enjoy the nicotine you love whenever and wherever you are. Even better, you could also save yourself a ton of money, hundreds of dollars a month, with O2 Pure. Again, free starter kits are now available to any smoker who calls in the next 10 minutes. This is a radio-only offer, not available in stores, so call now for your free kit. 1-800-691-5458. 1-800-691-5458. 1-800-691-5458.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
You owe me once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Have you self-diagnosed with infomania? This is apparently a new term that is being discussed in a piece over at the LA Times by Manoush Zomorodi.
I don't think it's a new term. What I saw in that Wikipedia article I was looking at was that the term was first coined in the mid-80s.
Really?
Although at that time, it probably meant a little bit different than what we have now. And then the last coining of the term was in 2005, 10 years ago.
All right, thank you for the update there, Johnny Ray. It's the first time I've heard of it, and in this case, they're talking about people who are feeling like they have a need to read and keep track of information from too many sources. 61% of respondents in a survey over in the UK revealed 45% said that the stress of data overload has affected either their sleep or relationships with family or colleagues. And further, a third of respondents reported they had difficulty absorbing the content from all the emails, social media posts, news, and documents that they encountered. So let me go on here. We already know that we read differently and retain less when getting information online. And there's been a lot of research about how digital media is changing our attention span. But human-computer interaction researchers are just beginning to study why a full day of digital tasks and interruptions makes us crave even more digital tasks and interruptions. Why would we spend hours at work on a computer, then go home and mindlessly tap away on Facebook or Pinterest? For one thing, when we're tired, we fall prey to this tendency more easily. Professor Gloria Mark at UC Irvine's Department of Informatics recently completed a study that suggests that the less sleep we get, the shorter our attention span is on any computer screen the next day, and the more likely we are to gravitate towards social media. If you're really tired, she says, you're not really mentally prepared to do heavy-duty work. You tend to do lightweight activities like Facebook. After all, you're just scrolling like I do.
Mm-hmm.
Scrolling down. You tend to do this lightweight activities. It doesn't involve a lot of mental effort. And, of course, you have a shorter attention duration, which translates into more switching between different computer screens and different activities because you just don't have the mental resources to be able to focus and concentrate. For many of us, this becomes a self-perpetuating cycle. We know our attention span's limited, but even if our phone doesn't buzz with the text, we self-interrupt. We check the email one more time. We look at our Twitter or Instagram feed. We don't resist clicking on that link. It could be funny, or could contain life-changing information.
Oh, someone died. Another
celebrity.
Artist. Yeah.
Or at least provide conversational material for that holiday party. We are inadvertently training our minds to seek digital interaction with little deeper intellectual payoff. Now, I don't know, says the author, if there's a cure for infomania, but I believe we can put our symptoms in check. We need to put a higher value on taking the time to synthesize, interpret, and reflect on the information we take in every day. The next step in digital literacy is not just understanding how to find reputable online sources, but refining our content consumption according to our priorities and values. Part of the problem is simply sorting through the mountains of information that we're dealing with. Daniel Levitin, professor of psychology and neuroscience, and the author of the book The Organized Mind, Thinking Straight in the Age of Information Overload, explains the difficulty we have distinguishing and prioritizing among various bits of content on our screens. He says, quote, during the day, when information comes in, you're not quite sure how important it is or how important it's going to be. You have no system for it. You put it in your brain and you kind of toss it and turn it around because it doesn't attach to anything. He advocates for moments of mindfulness. Just take a beat, take a breath, and pay attention. If there's something actually important to you, take a moment to mentally mark it. We also need to ask ourselves, says the article, what is the point of this insatiable hunger for information? When it comes down to it, what do we really want to get out of it? We can set limits by setting personal goals, figuring out what we want to learn or do more of. Maybe you just want to be more up-to-date on the news or current events, or you want to come up with more original ideas. Perhaps you've decided it's time for you to really master a skill or subject. Maybe you want to put greater emphasis on your personal life and be better in touch with friends and family or even yourself. Maybe you want to simply be calmer and more relaxed. The information you consume should reflect this personal choice. One of the authors suggests creating goals for going online, writing them down, and putting them in a place where you do most of your data consumption. That way, he says, you'll know what you're looking for, channel your efforts, and be less likely to wander off. Having goals for using your internet experience, is that something that you could implement in your life? I don't even know if that's... I'd like
to use it as a tool. I mean, because it's really a big entertainment box.
Right, but it can be a tool. So,
well, yeah, a tool to relax and escape.
But it can be a tool for productivity.
It can be a tool to learn about Infomania on Wikipedia.
That's right.
Well, the challenge, at least for someone like me who works online, and a lot of these people they're talking about...
You're staying away from the entertainment side while you work. So you're
that's
not,
true.
So you're not in the middle of an article, and you're like, you know what? It's time for some kitty memes. And you're looking at stupid kitty videos or, you know, dogs jumping on trampolines.
There's so much stupid that you can fill your day with.
Or your Facebook scrolling.
I think that's the answer. Setting goals is the answer to so many problems because instead of a futile effort to stop doing something that you feel like you shouldn't be doing, mm-hmm. if you actually give yourself something that something that you know is good for you, and you have a goal, mm-hmm. and it's you're not just killing something, but you're growing something else, then that's got a lot more inherent motivation in there, stuff that really works. I think I don't have any goals. I'm not a goal setter.
Yeah, you do. You've got a goal. You told me you want to get some property one of these days.
That's true. That's true. I got to talk to Mark about that when he comes back. And I had a goal last year of I had a goal of directing a play, and that came to fruition, mm-hmm. such as it was.
Did you do some of that online? Like you research the play online? Did you use online tools? Because your job is a janitor by day, so by default you should not be online when you're doing your work.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have the same
right? I was going to say there's a lot of good info for janitors out there.
Oh, sure. Janitors how to clean something, for sure.
Janitors can listen to some book on tapes and some podcasts. I mean, they got the whole night. I love...
Yeah, it depends on your work situation.
Putting information in your mind while you're doing a task is different than sitting and watching a screen and being distracted by things. So Johnny doesn't have that same circumstance that a lot of us do.
I do find that listening to a podcast is very debilitating to your efficiency when you're doing a janitor job.
Because you're getting up in your head and you're not really thinking about what you're
doing. It's worlds apart. If you're not listening to something, then you're almost 100% focused on the job you're doing.
What about music? Can you be pretty focused with music?
Music is different, yeah. I don't listen to music, but I could imagine that being helpful.
Yeah.
And more helpful than harmful.
I agree there is a certain percentage of lost productivity when you're listening to an interactive podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Music, not so much. And it gets harder. You lose more and more productivity as if the job... description goes up. So there were things that I couldn't do. I can go out on the floor and stock shelves.
Sure.
And listen to podcasts at night, and I was, very small percentage of productivity lost. But go in the back room and actually do inventory where I'm counting.
Doing mathematics, sure. If somebody's talking in your brain,
there's something was going to go wrong. Either I was going to miss something that was said, or I was going to make a mistake.
Toll free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. A few more suggestions here as to how to get away from this infomania problem, and maybe you've got some experience. What have you done to change your life for the better and release your addiction to information?
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us toll free. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about information overload. Modern digital junkies suffering from infomania, as it is being called. The Los Angeles Times has the story. And
the new definition of infomania.
Yeah.
It's
been around apparently since the 80s, according to Johnny Ray, who's been doing a little bit of digging. And now it's about people who are just taking in too much, and they're overloaded and frustrated by that. They're tired, but yet even when they're tired, they find themselves continuing to click, continuing to try to absorb all of this information and never really being satisfied by it.
I'm going to say, because in the last segment you talked about all of the ailments that these people suffer, mm-hmm. I'm going to say that I have infomania, but I don't seem, and I think you do too, Ian, but I'm not suffering.
I don't have it in the same way that these guys do. I don't feel a drive.
Well, that's what
to
I mean. I think we have the 90s version of infomania, where we need to know what's going on. We need to be in the loop. We need to know the next best thing that's going to make our lives better. But it doesn't. I'm not losing sleep over it.
Yeah, I don't feel like I need to know what's going on. In fact, if anything, I'm probably too disconnected. Like, I'll be critiqued because I don't know what's going on in the world, because I'm, you know, just kind of looking at things that are interesting to me and not really knowing. Like, I don't know what goes on in the news until I go to the Drudge Report or whatever, or unless I happen to see something interesting on Facebook.
Right.
You know, I actually have to go out and seek those things specifically because I know I have a radio show to do. If I didn't have a radio show to do, I'm just what I saw on Facebook.
I'm in the exact same boat. I mean, you know, doing Black Sheep, you know,
doing this show,
you know, actually scouring for some good meaty articles to talk about that I think might interest people. It's not something I'm, you know, really stumbling upon naturally. I have to go out and find them. So I guess we share that.
Well, sometimes I will stumble upon it by just scrolling through Facebook, and this is why Facebook's such a problem, because they give you enough to make it seem worthwhile, at least to me.
Click.
To keep scrolling and clicking. Like, every now and then I'll find some really great show prep, something that I could, oh, yeah, I'd be great on the air. Sometimes I'll see something and I'll think, that's why I use Facebook. I might not have found that if it weren't for Facebook. Now, I might have, right? Like, there might be some libertarian news website that I would go to otherwise. But ultimately, Facebook is sort of a source of show prep. Of course, freetalklive.com, I always go there before the show and see what listeners have submitted to the website. But a lot of the stuff that I'll throw into my show prep file, I've got a little, I guess not a file, but what I'll throw into my show prep pile is coming from people who've shared stuff on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just enough. They give you just enough of a reward to where you keep on going. You keep coming back for more. And then I find myself just clicking. It's more of this compulsive habit than it is actually some sort of desire for information. I think maybe at its base, it has a desire to know what's going on in my social circles, right? Like, so I guess I don't care so much about what's happening in the world.
Mm-hmm.
As I do, like, oh, there's a notice on Facebook. I wonder what that's about. The little world, the globe icon that has a number next to it. Oh, there's something. I don't know what that is. What could it possibly be? And I've actually, I finally found something on, like, a plugin for, I think, Firefox. I don't know if it's for Chrome, but it's one. Maybe it's one or the other or both. Anyway, the plugin will actually remove the likes from the notification. So Facebook has for those who don't know what Facebook is like, they have this little notification icon at the top right. You click on that, and then it shows you all the new stuff that you haven't seen.
That's the cheese, Ian.
It's totally the drug for me. It totally is. And at least I know I have a problem, and that's the first step to solving it. The actual steps to solving it, though, pretty challenging. So, but what I hated about that was it would show me when people liked things that I did. And to me, I find that to be useless information. It's not as useful as, like, oh, here's a comment that someone left on something that you posted, right? Or here's a – you commented on something.
I think you can turn that off.
You can't turn it off within Facebook.
Oh, really?
You cannot do it. So that's why I looked for a long time, and I finally found a plugin that will – when you click the notification menu and the dropdown, it will not show you any of the likes. But it still shows you the correct number. So let's say I got 5 likes and 2 comments. So the number is 7 on my notifications. If I click on that, it'll only show me the 2 comments. So it sucks the likes out of the list, but the likes still show up on the number. So sometimes I'll click the little globe and nothing will show up because all I've gotten was likes. So that saves me a little bit of time from not having to look at the likes. But it's not like I'm using Facebook any less of it.
You know what would fix this problem? Dislike button, which is why Facebook will never implement it. If you could actually dislike, if you can actually downvote like Reddit.
How would that fix the problem? Because then they would just let you know when people dislike your stuff.
People will stop posting so much nonsense, and they would be more careful with the things.
Yeah, right.
Maybe not some people who are just awesome trolls out there. But
you're
saying
someone will think twice if someone doesn't like what they posted?
They'll get some dislikes. They'll get like 1 like and 10 dislikes, and they'll rethink what they just posted online for everyone to see. And next time around, they might decide, nah, you know what? I'm not going to do that again because I like the likes. I like the cheese. I like that drug. And the dislikes hurt, which is why Facebook will never implement. They are planning on implementing some kind of a... It's not necessarily a dislike button, but it's like a feeling.
I've heard about
it's
that.
It's like an apathy-like.
Empathy. As in, like, yeah, I don't like that your mom died, but I'm with you in this.
So, frowny face like. Or someone got voted and we're all against them because we're all in, you know, this political party. So right. Frowny face like, yeah. Or anger like, or whatever. I don't know.
So for those of you who are suffering from infomania, the one of the doctors they interviewed here, Dimitrios Sfirkos, he says that you should set goals, create goals for going online, write them down, put them in the place where you do most of your data consumption. So having the goals physically near you, that you can notice them and they will maybe distract you from what is going on. He says that way you'll know what you're looking for, you'll channel your efforts and be less likely to wander off. Having goals and sticking to them spares our brains the effort of processing unneeded information, and it also releases us from the feeling of never being satisfied. And it is satisfying when you complete a goal, isn't it? Like when you, if you have a list of goals, now I know not everybody does this, but I would recommend it. It's, in my opinion, a secret to success is to have goals for yourself. You know, even if it's a simple goal, a long-term goal, like Johnny Ray getting property at some point, you want to work towards that. There are smaller goals you'll have to accomplish to get to that point. And you can write those down if you want. But I think it's important to write down what you want to accomplish in your life so you always have it there in front of you, so you can always refer to it if you get lost. Sometimes I'll find myself saying, okay, now what do I do? Well, okay, I'll check my goals and see what it is I really need to get accomplished here, because I can't put it all. I mean, I guess if I trained my memory to do it, I could, but I'm too lazy to do that. Mm-hmm. So writing it down helps me with that because it helps me organize all the stuff that I have to accomplish. So I agree with his
approach
here.
You know what you need? Ian, you need an app that keeps your goals and there's a little like button on it. Then every now and then, every 24 hours, it checks off and you have to click on it.
I click on it to see the goals. Earlier and earlier, this article says children need to be given this responsibility, taught the value in thinking through goals and understanding the consequences of a life spent skimming. If they don't choose, our gadgets and the delightful preloaded activities on them will decide for them. Above all, we need to reset our own and society's expectations. It has to be okay to say, I didn't see it. I didn't read it. I didn't watch it. Otherwise, you'll have spent life catching up on Netflix, reading a backlog of top 10 lists, or looking at GIFs from coworkers. If those activities fit with your goals, well, then go for it. But if they get you no closer to achieving what you really want to achieve tomorrow, next year, or in the next 5 years, downgrade their relevance to your life. And I had to do this fairly recently. Everybody's talking about Game of Thrones, right? This HBO series that I hear it everywhere. Game of Thrones this, Game of Thrones that. And there's this sort of social pressure to, oh, you gotta watch Game of Thrones.
No, you don't.
And,
you didn't watch it, did you?
I watched, like, the first two episodes a year ago, and I decided, you know, I'm just not gonna spend the time catching up on this. Not because it was a bad show. It was entertaining. Just, I don't have the time for it. It's Free Talk Live.
You can control your health care with Liberty HealthShare.
Liberty HealthShare is like-minded people coming together to share medical costs, which saves money.
You don't even have to pay for procedures that violate your conscience.
Because we all share the same values.
Join the movement of people who share in medical costs and change the way you pay for your health care forever.
Go to libertyhealthshare.org to find out more.
Liberty HealthShare.
Together, we're changing health care for good. libertyhealthshare.org.
As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and if you're going to do information overload, then you can always go to freetalklive.com. There's always a bunch of stuff right there for you to click around through, and you can dislike on freetalklive.com.
Yeah, that's what we need. We need more dislikes. That'll fix everything.
I'm serious. If there's something you don't like at freetalklive.com, because there's some listener-submitted content there on the front page, news articles, YouTube videos, whatever, maybe fun stuff, serious issues, you submit what you want to the site. It's a Reddit-based system, and that means you can vote up or down whether you like or dislike what's there on the front page at freetalklive.com. So please head on over there and enjoy that. Our toll-free number tonight, if you want to join us on the radio and tell us your secret to keeping your digital addictions under control. I know I'm not the only one who has a problem with Facebook, and I've had a problem with it for a long time. It is a frustrating thing for me because I love and hate it. I love that Facebook brings people who otherwise wouldn't necessarily be communicating as much together for the possibility of communicating. But at the same time, there's so much junk on Facebook. I think the signal-to-noise ratio is very, very high, meaning there's not much signal and there's a lot of noise. And so it can be hard to filter through that to find the value in Facebook. Ultimately, it's something I wish I could do without. But I can't because it's the, you know, I don't know if it's the chicken or the egg thing.
It's a necessary tool that can also be, a blight.
Yeah,
Infomania seems like a first world problem to me.
For sure.
And I think it's all to the good because
you think it's good to be addicted to these things?
I think it's good to have the option of being addicted to it.
Okay.
I think it's good to have all this info at your fingertips.
Rather than not. I'll give you that.
But you should be mindful and present and, like, engaged and what's the word I'm looking for? Actually trying to accomplish something. My problem is that when I'm doing the news skimming is that I read the same kinds of stories over and over and over again.
Like what?
I read stories about
the dancing Trump girls. I think I saw at least a half dozen different news coverage of that incident.
I saw them scrolling through Facebook, but did you actually click on a half dozen of them?
I never clicked on one of them. I did see a couple of comments saying it was very North Korean, and that's it. I didn't want to click on it. I saw it. It looked creepy just from the thumbnail, weird. so I didn't click on it.
I did the same thing. Does that count though, Conan? Because you avoided that content ultimately. You saw the headline, but it did not suck you in.
But I know I clicked on something. real soon afterwards, but yeah, I screen very well, I think. Mm-hmm.
I read stories that your average libertarian is likely to be interested in, police brutality mm-hmm. stories. Also, if it bleeds, it leads with me. So if there's some kind of horrific crime has happened, or if somebody has been locked up in a cellar for 25 years and has escaped recently, I love that sensational stuff.
You like voraciously go into that?
I'll read that. If something horrifying has happened to somebody, then I want to know about it. And
what about them stupid personality tests?
No, I got no time for that. If a female school teacher has abused one of her students, then I'm definitely gonna look to see what she looks like.
Yeah.
What they do in South Park?
Yeah.
Something like that. When the little kindergarten was dating his teacher.
You mean if the female teacher engaged in every male's fantasy, right?
Yeah.
And then goes to prison. But they get away with it sometimes.
Well, if they get away with it, then they usually don't get in the news
Mm-mm.
because of it. The boy keeps his mouth shut.
The male teacher, yeah.
So
news and jail, immediate.
Right.
So, infomania, I don't think, is anything that any of us need to be worried about, and it's just something that's new in human civilization, and we're adapting to, we're slowly adapting and reacting to it.
Is this just some old people just complaining about, you know, the young people and how they do things?
No, this is presumably a younger person who's writing this story. I mean, the idea is like city workers.
I mean, because every generation is going to handle their business differently. And this could be, you know, the next level. You know, if we are heading towards singularity, this might be the next level of people tapping into the machines. You know?
Yeah, I mean, I get what you're saying.
Evolving.
Is it? Well, I think there's a discussion to be had there. I mean, a lot of people are frustrated by these phones constantly commanding people's attention. I mean, we had already talked about putting the phone down and, you know, trying not to touch it, trying to avoid contact with it while you're trying to communicate with another human being. You've got the problem with people who will sit on a phone in the same room with somebody they're talking to on the phone.
Mm.
That actually happens. Now, you could argue, well, they're communicating. They're just communicating in a different way. But isn't it true? I mean, I don't think anyone can deny that when you communicate with somebody through text, you've removed all the most meaningful aspects of that communication. The words are there, but there's no inflection. You know, text communication is inferior to phone communication, is inferior to face-to-face eye contact communication. This is why some people ask me, well, Ian, why don't you do a show where you have remote hosts? You could bring in Derek J.
Mm.
You could bring in, you know, all these other great people who, and don't get me wrong, I would love to have Derek J. back on the show. But I would rather have Derek J. sitting across the table from me so I can make eye contact with him. And there's, you know, certain benefits to being in the same room with somebody that, you know, there's these nonverbal cues. There's signals that you can actually make. Like if I, you know, if we're going to break or something like that, I can, you know, make a little break signal with my hands and you guys can see it. But I don't need to say anything on the air. So, I mean, there's all kinds of reasons to be in the same room with somebody. And ultimately, the society that we're in is sucking that away with these devices. Let's go to Will. He's on the line via Skype. Will, you're on Free Talk Live. Will Coley.
What's up, guys? You know, this is a really cool topic, you know, like the infomania and that whole kind of thing.
Yeah, do you suffer from it?
Well, I've suffered from it my whole life. I mean, before the internet existed, I was a bookworm. I lived inside of books, you know, and I was constantly reading, you know, like I was in the eighth grade, reading the Tao Te Ching in the back of the classroom instead of interacting and socializing with the other kids.
What about USA Today? Do you read the newspaper?
Well, yeah, I was reading the news when I was that age. Now I read the news online, but I read the newspaper when I was, you know, high school age, middle school age. I was an infomaniac then.
Okay.
And now having like, you have the ability with the internet now, though, like, I can listen to scholars in South Africa give lectures at the touch of a button. I can listen to Karen Armstrong give a lecture at the Chautauqua Institute at the touch of a button.
No doubt. I mean, you're expanding your access to this information, so it could deepen one's infomania,
and
right?
And you can pick and choose, so the free market will jump into play really quickly, whereas, you know, if you're not providing good content, people will stop clicking on your information, and the guys with the good stuff, well, they're going to climb to the top.
But do you feel that you're unsatiated? I mean, because one of the things they're talking about in this article at the LA Times for Infomania Today, at least the way they're describing it, is that these people who are continually clicking and reading and, you know, trying to absorb, they don't feel satisfied, that there's a need that they have to read and keep track of information from too many sources. So at the same time as they are overwhelmed, they're also not complete. Do you feel that way?
Well, I've always felt insatiated, though, in that respect. Like I said, like, I started reading, like, heavily in probably third or fourth grade. And then from that point on, I lived in books. So, you know, that I was always like that. I always needed more knowledge, more information, more, you know, I wanted to learn. I had a thirst for learning. And I think maybe what the internet has done is it's woken that up in more people.
And that's certainly not a bad thing. I mean, a thirst for learning is not a bad thing. But if all you're doing is consuming junk information, like Donald Trump with the singing and dancing girls or whatever, then maybe there's not too much that you can glean from that. I wish we had more time, Will, but thanks for the call tonight. Real quick, obviously it's a short shrift here for Game of the Week, but Johnny Ray, you did not have one this week.
Broforce.
Again. Rest in peace. Bros.
Conan, your game of the week is what?
Game of the week, Star Wars Galaxy of Heroes. It's been out since November.
What kind of game is this?
It is a turn-based RPG, collect all the characters game.
That's
it
fun.
Is definitely a grind fest. Don't do it unless you have Netflix to watch.
While you're playing the
game?
Well,
you save the hard battles for when you've got time
to
concentrate, but you grind during Netflix.
I played Doom. Within the last couple of days.
Original Doom.
Yeah, the new level. John Carmack, the original designer.
Romero, wasn't it?
Oh, sorry, John Romero, the original, one of the original designers for Doom, one of the most classic first-person shooters of all time, designed his first Doom level in 21 years and released it within the last week. So,
how old
of course,
is that guy?
He looks like he's probably in his late 40s.
Hmm.
So, of course, I had to download it and try it. And I haven't beaten it yet, but I haven't played it that much.
Yeah, there's a big boss.
We'll see you tomorrow night. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
There comes a time when you need custom embroidered or screen printed apparel for your business, organization, or a special event. Corporate Casuals has been helping people create great looking logoed apparel for over 25 years. They can produce a single piece or thousands using name brand apparel like Nike, Patagonia, Adidas, and Hanes. Create your logo in their online embroidery design studio or upload your existing logo and they'll turn it into embroidery. Go to corporatecasuals.com/FTL and include FTL in the order notes and save 5% on your order.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.